top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Wednesday, April 3rd, in the headlines. United Workers' Party President Lennox Linton contends that Dominica should have traded local products in China during the visit of the 20 officials to China for the 20th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the two countries.
Station Q95DA.
Notorious Haitian gang leader Jimmy Chérèse, also known as Barbecue, told UK Sky News correspondent Stuart Ramsey he will only start a ceasefire discussion if his armed gangs are included in international talks on Haiti's future.
Top of the hour news.
And police in Finland reported a shooting at a school near the Finnish capital resulted in the death of one child and left two severely injured on Tuesday. And a 12-year-old student suspect was apprehended by authorities. The news is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. Details coming up next.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fenced pipe, and Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
President of the United Workers' Party, Lennox Linton, contends that during the anniversary celebration of the 20 years of diplomatic relations between China and Dominica, the 20 Dominican officials who visited China for that occasion should have gone prepared to establish niche markets for Dominican products within China's large market, given China's huge population. This observation coincided with an exposition of Dominican-made products showcased during the event. Linton expressed optimism about establishing a market link to export Dominican products to China in substantial quantities in the near future.
During the weekend, we saw the pictures from an event, which I understand now to be the reception hosted by the embassy of Dominica in the People's Republic of China. So at that event, there was an exposition of Dominican products. I saw some Carib craft there. I saw some herbs and spices. I saw some other things produced in Dominica that were on display at the event organized by the embassy of the People's Republic in China. Good to see that, and hopefully from that came some orders or some arrangements for even the students themselves in China to make arrangements for some of those products from Dominica to come up to the Chinese nation and to find a little niche market here and there that could prove niche markets in a 1.4 billion population could be very lucrative, you know, for us down here, especially the small size of our manufacturers and so on, and the fact that a lot of them are basically at entry level, but they could grow significantly with a niche market arrangement in a big market like China that could help them to build and develop. So hopefully with the presentation of those products in China at the event organized by the embassy of Dominica in China, we will see some sales for what we produce here that was on display in China.
Linton highlighted a photograph released during the event showing the Prime Minister admiring the showcase products from Dominica. He expressed a desire to witness potential buyers engaging with the local products from an investment perspective.
I saw in the pictures there, I saw the head of government admiring the work I would have preferred to see some Chinese buyers admiring pictures of Chinese buyers, potential buyers, admiring the products of Dominica, like they pretty much intended to go ahead and buy some on a sustained basis. But one of the prominent pictures on display was the Prime Minister himself and the ambassador admiring what they had brought to China for the Chinese to take note of. And of course, we did share with you that Dominica made a pitch for investors to come to Dominica from that part of the world and to invest in a number of different areas, in infrastructure, in housing, in agriculture, and so on, and in tourism as well. And while we were asking for tourist kind of investments from that side of the world, we were turning down, or we were hustling out of Dominica, constructively dismissing from Dominica a group of persons who were investing their time and resources in an aviation tourism project for Dominica.
And that was the president of the United Workers Party, Lennox Linton. The Seismic Research Center at the University of the West Indies at St. Augustine campus reports significant fluctuations in the water levels on the island's Boiling Lake in recent days, a phenomenon observed intermittently since 1876. According to a statement posted on its Facebook page, SRC notes that in December 2023 and the subsequent months, guides and forestry officials reported altercations in the lake's levels, with the latest change occurring in March. On March 29, 2024, the lake experienced a notable decrease in water levels, with little to no water observed. However, SRC clarified that these changes are not necessarily linked to increased volcanic activity, cautioning about potential releases of harmful gases like carbon dioxide and small steam explosions during such episodes. The recent lull in geothermal activity at the lake could indicate underlying vent blockages, raising concerns as clearance of these blockages may occur unexpectedly. Vice President of the Concerned Citizens Movement, Cesar Emmanuel, asserts that it is imperative to reassess and modify Dominica's constitution to reflect the nation's current situation. He highlighted several provisions in the constitution, particularly those concerning the electoral process, that require amendment to ensure a fair, balanced, and sustainable democratic process.
You see, just as we just did in 79, we got our constitution, and it is time for us to go into the constitution and change it to reflect the current reality we're facing. The Americans have to do the same thing with their constitution.
In the constituencies, the constituency boundaries, like Grand Bay, let's say, have 5,000 people. Bacatel have 200. And it is not right. This has to be amended. It is not right. Get in and redistrict now. More balance. It's nonsense. Yeah. It's slated to make the party with more money and what have you, you know. Yeah. So we have to go back. Well, the whole thing we have to look at, as a people, we have to go back and look at this thing and make it fit our current reality. Take for instance, let me read something. I read the constitution. I was reading it again. And I didn't know if you're a minister, you cannot go up for election.
Cesar Emmanuel, Vice President of the Concerned Citizens Movement. U.S. Army Task Force Commander Sergeant Major Ralph Anselder laments the unformidable actions taken by the Dominica Police Force on March 24, 2024 in detaining and interrogating for several hours 7 wealthy American professionals, including a doctor and appeals court justice, who traveled to Dominica on vacation and to explore the possibilities of bridging aviation tourism to Dominica in association with the Exotica Hotel, owned and operated by Dominican hotelier Afton Martyr and his wife, Fee Martyr. Major Alcindor called it an unnecessary show of police force that will likely backfire on Dominica's tourism, as the US and the UK form the majority of the island's long stay and cruise tourism market.
I think the time has come when Dominicans must understand that this is a rogue regime that tends to bite the hands that feed them. And such action against the US citizens the 7 individuals involved. It's going to go very far, and I hope the State Department and all organizations that know what good governance is all about will level on this rogue regime. Roosevelt's Kerry and the police, they've been getting away with too many bad behavior, and the people tend to think it's normal. It is not normal. I hope the State Department is going to take immediate action, and Dominicans who have relatives in the USA must understand it is a time to stand against such egregious act against the Americans. It seems like Scary does not like American coming to the country. He believes he has the super protector, the Chinese, which is an adversary to the United States, and Dominicans need to recognize the time is now to stand against this kind of injustice against foreigners, where we have Dominicans up in the United States constantly sending money, boxes, barrels, and when things will go bad, they need to blame the government, the rogue government, and not Americans overseas working hard to help their family.
And that was U.S. Army Task Force Command Sergeant Major Ralph Alcindor. Q95 News has confirmed that one male biker, while en route along the EO Libla West Coast Highway, missed the Salisbury bypass and went over an open ditch and sustained injuries on April 1st, 2024. The male rider was transported via ambulance for treatment at the Dominica China Friendship Hospital. Q95 will bring you updates on this event as it becomes available. John Blanchard, treasurer of the Concerned Citizens Movement, has brought into question allegations of the possibility of hush money being exchanged to maintain silence regarding the ownership of a so-called Sargasso building in Roseau. Blanchard highlighted allegations about individuals in positions of authority, which allegedly prompted inquiries into the building's ownership.
We have suspected that there's a lot of hush money being paid in Dominica, or perhaps I should rephrase it and ask the question, was hush money paid for the truth about the ownership of the House of Dark Secrets to be kept a secret? Is there some hush money involved? Is there so many things happening in Dominica and so many persons in authority that is responsible, they will say nothing. So we're asking the question, was hush money paid? Was hush money paid to the public officers who are responsible for giving the nation detailed information about the CBI program as it relates to the proceeds from the sale of our passports? We're asking a question. Accountability, transparency, and corruption are among the major concerns in our country. And so we must ask the question whether hush money is also in play.
Blanchard has also expressed apprehensions about the inquiries of the nation's religious leaders regarding issues impacting the country, prompting curiosity about the matter as well.
We are deeply concerned about the silence of the so-called spiritual leaders. We are very concerned about them, our spiritual leaders, and it leaves us to wonder whether some hush money is at work. You know, hush money even seems to be the deciding factor for the selection of candidates for election. The police is perceived to be working for the master and not in the interest of the public, which is to protect life and property. We ask the question again, is there hush money at play? Is there any hush money at play, my people? When you're asking the question, it's our understanding that hush money may be in circulation at Wesley, where some are awarded compensation for the acquired lands, while others are given preconditions to qualify for payment. And we heard the Prime Minister recently talking about title. You must present your title and so on before payments can be made.
John Blanchard, treasurer of the Concerned Citizens Movement. In other news, Jimmy Sherizier, the notorious gang leader known by his alias Barbecue, conveyed to Stuart Ramsey, chief correspondent for the UK's Sky News, that he would contemplate initiating a ceasefire only if his coalition of armed gangs was included in international discussions concerning Haiti's future. In an interview aired on Friday, Sherizier cautioned against interpreting the recent lull in violence as a sign of peace, asserting that his groups were continuously strategizing for advancement. As the leader of both the G9 collective of gangs and the Revolutionary Gang Alliance Vive Ensemble, meaning living together, shares their whole significant sway amidst escalating gang control over Port-au-Prince. The United Nations reported an alarming surge in gang-related violence, with an estimated 1,500 fatalities this year alone. Despite efforts from the international community, including the Pan-Caribbean CARICOM group and the United States, to facilitate a transitional government towards democracy, gangs persist in asserting dominance over Haiti's streets. Cherizier expressed concerns about the process, but remained open to the possibility of participating in a peace agreement under certain conditions, emphasizing the need for dialogue over violence. And police reported a shooting at a school near the Finnish capital resulted in the death of one child and left two others severely injured on Tuesday. A 12-year-old fellow student suspected of the attack was apprehended by authority in the Helsinki suburb located south of the Verlota school in Vanta district. Education Minister Anna Maja Henriksson became emotional while addressing reporters shortly after the incident, reflecting the rarity of gang violence among youths in the country.
3 12-year-old children were shot at a school in a suburb of Finland's capital on Tuesday. Police in Helsinki said one of the victims later died and two were seriously wounded. A fellow pupil suspected of the attack, a boy also aged 12, was taken into custody. In the aftermath of the shooting, police cordoned off a building at the Viatola school. The arrest was made without further violence in another suburb, just over 2 miles away from the school. Some parents had to wait for 3 hours before they were able to collect their children. Samuela Ano's son was in the school when the shooting happened.
I got a call from a friend that he just read the news that there have been some shootings in my son's school. So I just rushed here and I came to and I found out there was a lot of people there and the police were there too. So later on, we write our name and I pick up my son.
Police said both the suspect and the weapon were in police custody and that there were no other suspects for now. The suspect had admitted the attack in a preliminary interview, according to the police. They said the 12-year-old will be put in the care of social services because the child cannot be remanded in custody. Police said the motive was not clear and the permit of the handgun belonged to a relative of the suspect. The suspect and victims were pupils at the school. The Interior Ministry said a national day of mourning will be observed on Wednesday, with government buildings flying flags at half-mast. Finland tightened its gun legislation in 2010, introducing an aptitude test for all firearms license applicants. The age limit for applicants was also changed to 20 from 18. There are more than 1.5 million licensed firearms and about 430,000 license holders in the nation of 5.6 million people.
That's the morning news, and here's a recap of the headlines. United Workers Party President Lennox Linton contends that Dominica should have traded local products in China during the visit of 20 officials to China for the 20th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the two countries.
Right on cue.
Notorious Haitian gang leader Jimmy Chérézier, also known as the Barbecue, told UK Sky News correspondent Stuart Ramsey he will only start a ceasefire if his armed gangs are included in international talks on Haiti's future.
Or news as it happens.
And police in Finland reported a shooting at a school near the Finnish capital resulted in the death of one child and left two severely injured on Tuesday.
Right on.
And a 12-year-old student suspect was apprehended by authorities. The news was brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. I am for this environment.
Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local.